Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, Monday. What's up? Welcome in. It's Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan just after 2 o'clock, November 24th, 2025. Danny, we are 3 days away from Thanksgiving.
Here we go.
One of the great days.
The day.
In America, one of the wonderful holidays we have. And it's just one of those weeks that's really fun, where everyone's kind of half in, half out on work and school. And
it's are you working Wednesday? Like, what's the kids do? Are they half day? Are they off? It's a good week.
For us, there's going to be so much eating and celebrating. Mm-hmm. It's really going to be a nice treat.
That's right.
Wednesday on the show at 3 o'clock in 2 days, in 49 hours from right now, the annual Grant and Danny Thanksgiving food draft. It's much anticipated, and we're doing it bigger and better than ever before. We're blowing it out because Stupid Good Barbecue, which has the ability for people to call up and cater their Thanksgiving meals via the Great American Restaurants, is supplying us with a feast of epic proportions during our Thanksgiving Day food draft. This is on Wednesday at 3 p.m. for the Grant and Danny radio program. At 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to start to put together a list of eligible foods so that Danny can't ruin this year's Thanksgiving Day food draft.
So it's to eliminate me outmaneuvering everybody every year, which I've always done. I've always gotten a leg up.
Is a pleasant way to say ruining, but we have heard from so many listeners over the calendar year who love the event, but just once wanted to go off without a hitch so Danny doesn't ruin everything. And so they have recommended one by one individually that we try to make a list of foods that are available for the draft so that Danny can't say, I want cheeseburgers because one time I ate a cheeseburger in the McDonald's drive-thru while driving to my aunt's house on Thanksgiving. And so that's kind of the goal. We'll see how we do and how Danny ends up finding a loophole. But that's the play, is we're going to put together a list over the next couple of days of the foods that can actually be drafted in our multi-round snake draft for the Thanksgiving food draft.
We're going to decide if there's common food. So, like, everybody gets turkey, for example, where everyone has access to gravy, or they don't. You have to select it, because, like, Ryan selected gravy first overall and then, like, didn't have anything to put the gravy on. But he had gravy. For example, it's just different ground rules.
Everyone's going to get gravy.
Yeah,
we're going to tweak it this year.
Everybody gets gravy.
There's going to be a little more regulation, a little more overhead structure to lead to a better draft.
A CBA.
Thanksgiving week, we did it. We are here. 3 o'clock today, Luke Easterling covers the NFL draft. I saw his mock last week and what he had the Commanders doing. I thought you guys would be really interested in that. We'll talk NFL draft, quarterback class, what kind of value you might have if you're picking in the 5-8 range to trade back like Washington needs to. That's coming up in 1 hour at 3. And the former head coach here in D.C., Jay Gruden, joins us at 5 o'clock. I want to get his take, among other things, on Shedeur Sanders' debut with the Cleveland Browns, and then we'll go around the league with him. Also, Dan Quinn's talking at 3:30 about Jaden Daniels and his status for the Broncos Sunday night and the rest of this season. Whatever he says at 3:30, Jay Gruden will react to with us 90 minutes later at 5. But you're going to hear that DQ presser. We're going to go right to Ashburn at 3:30, hoping to get some type of update on Jaden Daniels out of the bye week from the head man, Dan Quinn, today. So make sure you're listening at 3:30.
Yeah, we've had a lot of time to stew about it. There's been a number of games missed, and now we're sort of working our way back here. The target was always, to a lot of folks, this Sunday against Denver. Well, we don't know yet, and hopefully we'll find out this afternoon at 3:30, as you said.
All right, let's get into Week 12 there. It was a lot of good football. We got to put our feet up, low stress, not worry about the Commanders, and watch the Pigskin all Sunday long. I want to go Week 12 winners and losers. I've got a list of teams in front of me that I think were the big winners of the weekend. I'll start with the Houston Texans, who played a lights-out defensive game on Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills to get a 23-19 win as underdogs, a surprise win to get to 6-5. One of those season-back-on games. And then, lo and behold, your Indianapolis Colts, who you're chasing in the AFC South, lose in Kansas City. Jacksonville almost lost to Arizona. It would have been a perfect weekend for the Texans. But they are, as of this moment, two games back in the division, and they still play the Indianapolis Colts twice. They are in control of their own destiny. I think their win, Colts loss, means Houston was one of the big winners of the weekend. They have won back-to-back games with Davis Mills at quarterback. They'll get C.J. Stroud back. They remind me a lot of the Broncos, Danny.
Yep.
This is a very troubled, mediocre offense, but an elite, Super Bowl caliber, really special defense.
I keep banging this drum. They've allowed more than 20 points twice. Just twice in 11 games. In this modern NFL, that's incredible. That's as you said, a championship caliber defense. If you get any plays out of that offense, and that's really all they're counting on at this point, is a couple plays per week, don't do anything fancy, all of a sudden they are frisky. They're outside looking in still, and they play the Colts, they play the Chiefs, on the road at the Chargers as well, and then the Colts a second time. So not the easiest schedule down the stretch, but they were on life support at one point, but now they've ripped off, 6 out of 8 wins? Not with the great offensive performance for the most part. That defense is carrying the way.
Week 12, big winner. Unimpressive, again. I am not going to tell you this team is really good. Doesn't matter. They're in first place again. The Baltimore Ravens, with a win, and the Steelers losing to the Chicago Bears, got to 6-5, tied for the top of the AFC North via tiebreakers. They are in front in the division. Still very much up in the air because the Ravens and Steelers actually play two times in the final 5 games of the season starting 2 weeks from now. They've got Bengals, Steelers, Bengals coming up. So if they hold serve against Cincinnati, Joe Burrow will be back on Thursday night for Bengals, Ravens. Then they're going to be in a really, really good spot. They barely beat the Browns 2 weeks ago. They struggled with, but never really a doubt against the Jets 23-10. Lamar Jackson's not playing that well. None of that really matters. Out of the bye, they are 5-0. They've won 5 straight games to get to 6-5. Big winner in Week 12, the now first-place Ravens.
Yeah, figure them out. I challenge all of you. To start the season, Lamar, 10 touchdowns, 1 pick, was running, doing his normal dance, where he's going to lead the league in efficiency, yards per attempt, adjusted yards per attempt, EPA per dropback, all the things that let you know this is an MVP candidate. He's playing his worst football. As the defense went from an embarrassment to now pretty decent, but they've squeaked by a couple bad teams and struggled to do it while he's playing poorly, and now they're in first place. I have no idea what to predict week in and week out with them. None.
Since their bye week in Week 7, so that's 5 games, 5 wins, they are a top 5 defense in the league on first and second down efficiency and EPA per play. They have gone from dreadful defensively pretty damn good.
Yep.
Allowed 6 points to the Dolphins, 10 points to the Jets, 16 points to the Browns, 16 points to the Bears. Chicago's the one legitimate offense they've actually faced really since the bye week. It's been J.J. McCarthy, Shador Sanders, Tyrod Taylor, Tua Tagovailoa. Not
sure.
Overly impressive.
Not a who's who.
But guess what? Those were the quarterbacks getting fat on them early in the season.
Yep.
You know, lest we forget. So I think part of it is schedule, but doesn't matter. They were a big winner. We mentioned the Bears beating the Steelers. I think we got to give Chicago some love here. They had not won 4 games in a row since 2018 before this year, and they've now done that 2 times this season, Danny. Think about that.
Pretty incredible, man.
7 years without doing it. They've done it twice in their first 11 games this season. 8-3 for the Chicago Bears, who beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. For the Bears, they have a brutal rest of their schedule. If I had to bet money right now on them making the playoffs or not making the playoffs, believe it or not, as a Ben Johnson guy.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
I would bet against them making the playoffs. They've got the Eagles coming off of a loss. They've got the Packers in the division. The Browns, very winnable. Then they play, to finish the season, Packers, 49ers, Lions. 6 games left. 5 against likely playoff teams, 4 against the two juggernauts in the division. They basically have to go 3-3 to get in. I've got them going 2-4, 10-7.
And it'll be close, yeah.
But right now, they're a big winner this weekend. You had to have it against the Steelers. Caleb had the worst play I've seen a quarterback have all season. Drifts into the end zone, stands there and waits for TJ Watt to wrap him up, drops the ball next to his feet. The Steelers recovered for a touchdown. I have no idea what he was doing, but he responded with 3 touchdown passes. They overcame.
They are, again, 8-3 with a negative point differential. They remind me of that early Kyler Murray, Kingsbury, Arizona team that was like, look, they're the talk of the league. They're, you know, whatever they were, 8-1, 8-2, 9-2, whatever the heck they started off as, and they kind of collapsed. I think a collapse is coming. Doesn't take away from the fact that this has been, as you pointed out correctly, a moribund franchise that's had no answer, that hadn't been any good at all. Even if they're a little bit overinflated, even if they're a paper tiger, this is still a renaissance given where they were. I mean, go back to last year. Hail Mary breaks them. They can't get out of their own way. Everybody with a key card loses it. They all get fired. 8-3 team believe in themselves a little bit. Even if they end up just missing the playoffs at 10-7, that's still a rocket ship distance away from where they were.
They are the first 8-3 team to have fewer points than their opponents, a negative margin, since the 2020 Cleveland Browns early on during Baker Mayfield's tenure. So it has not happened that a team with this record this deep into the year has been outscored in 6 football seasons. Big winners, week 12. How about the Kansas City Chiefs? You cannot bury this team. They're going to punch through the ground like Shredder at the end of the Ninja Turtles, man. They were down 20-9 in a game that if they lost it, I really believe they don't make the playoffs.
Might have been it.
Because I don't know if people have seen their tie-breaking metrics. They're awful. They had, going into this game, one of the worst AFC play records in the entire sport. So I don't think 10-7 will get them into the playoffs. That's one of the tiebreakers. They've also lost close games, but games to most of the teams right around them in the standings, actually, that are vying for the postseason. Teams like the Baltimore Ravens, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Buffalo Bills, the LA Chargers. Like, they've lost games to these teams this year. I guess the Ravens they beat, but the rest of those teams, Chargers, Jaguars, Bills, Broncos, they lose the tiebreaker in all those games. So I bring this up to say, if they would have lost to the Colts, they would have probably had to run the table 6 in a row to get in. Because 10-7 is not going to do it via tiebreaker. It's got to be 11-6. Now, with 6 games to go, you can go 5-1 and probably still get in. They play the Texans. They play the Chargers. They play the Broncos. Tough AFC games. The other non-playoff caliber team in the AFC they deal with that's complicated is the Cowboys, who are rolling on offense right now. That's on Thanksgiving Day this week, Thursday, 4:30. Short week turnaround going to Dallas. So that's going to be maybe tougher than you would have thought on paper. But the Chiefs lose yesterday.
Yep.
They might not get in. They're down 20-9 in the fourth quarter. They come back. They win. They send the game to overtime. The Colts let that one get away.
Yeah, they chiefed it. Managed almost 500 yards of offense. Not something we're used to seeing from this group. That's, you know, dink and dunk. And for a lot of that game, it's what it looked like. There's just not many answers. They finally found some of those. They're not going over the top. I don't know that anybody is consistently anymore, just because everybody plays 2 deep safeties and, you know, a lot of coverage shells to keep you in front. But those kind of, I think of those as like dagger throws, where you get it to a guy that's on the run, he breaks free, Rashee Rice in open space, there's a catch and run element to it. Some of those chunk plays that frankly have been missing from this offense, it really feels like for years, as they've had to Pacheco and Kareem Hunt and Kelce and sort of, you know, some Juju Smith-Schuster underneath type stuff matriculating down the field. There were a couple strike moments yesterday, which kind of felt like the Chiefs of old to a degree. That was a major awakening for them. Now, listen, they've got enough easy games left in theory. Titans, Raiders. If you pick up another couple of wins, there's a chance. There's a really good chance now they're in the postseason. That wouldn't have been the case had they lost yesterday. They're major winners from yesterday.
I agree, but to reiterate, they're probably not getting in at 10-7. So they can't lose 2 more games.
Right.
That's the point. I mean, they have to go 6-1 down the stretch. Now it's 5-1 with this win. Had they have lost, you got to run the table. But 2 losses anywhere. And if,
because it's all AFC except for Dallas, to your point.
Best case scenario for them would be you lose to Dallas, you run the table after that, I guess, if you're going to lose one. But yeah, a 10-7 record via tiebreakers is not going to be good enough for them, I don't think. It's got to be 11-6. The best team in football is the LA Rams. They played on Sunday Night Football last night.
My goodness.
Big winners, week 12 on Grant and Danny to start the show after the bye week. They pummeled the Bucs 34-7. Baker Mayfield leaves arm in a sling by the end of the game after being picked off twice. Teddy Bridgewater of high school head coaching fame. 8 for 15, 62 yards in relief. The Rams, though, man. Matt Stafford is your most valuable player right now. He has thrown 27 touchdowns without an interception. On the year, he's got just two picks, closing in on 30 touchdowns. I have a hard time imagining anybody beating the Rams if they play anything close to what they did last night. The Bucs are a playoff-caliber team. They dismantled. This is a very good defense. We're going to talk about the excellent performance in primetime of Emmanuel Forbes last night, who's flourished in L.A. We'll also talk about Cam Curl, their leading tackler last night, who's been really, really good. That's coming up next segment. But led by a couple former Commanders under the bright lights, they had this awesome defensive game. Their offense is also upper echelon. Puka Nacua is uncoverable. Devontae Adams has had this renaissance this season, says it's the most fun he's ever had. You've got the MVP at quarterback. They didn't really need a whole lot in the running game, but when you need to go to Kyren Williams, he's there for you too. What's the flaw here for the Rams?
They don't have any. And this is all injury dependent. I mean, I suppose you could say that for anybody, but Matt Stafford to me is just, the whole thing's so tenuous. I mean, Collinsworth towards the end of the game, because it's a laugher last night, they're up by a million. The entire time it was over before it started. It's kind of going through the tail of Stafford's season where he was like, yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go and if we're going to try. And it's held up to this point. I mean, to his credit, it's amazing. They don't play anybody at all in the preseason plan. They're bucking kind of the new recent trend of the way the league is going. They couldn't play Matt Stafford. His back was in traction, more or less, right? Just not being able to do anything. And he's the MVP of the league. 30 touchdowns, two picks, a maestro of that offense. They've got the new tush push, by the way. That's if they're within about 5 yards, Devontae Adams makes a little step outside of the, he's going to run a fade. You have to respect it because he's a 6'3 condor wingspan, toe-tapping, jumping machine that brings in touchdowns. And he just walks inside of you for a little pitch and catch for Matt Stafford. That's the greater than the tush push at this point. It's unstoppable. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are the team to beat. They proved it last week when getting outgained and in a lot of ways outplayed by Seattle and still finding a way.
Yep, they can win that kind of game too, yeah.
How do you want to lose to the Rams is kind of the theory right now. Last big winner of Week 12, earmuffs, Commanders fans. I thought what the Cowboys did yesterday was crazy impressive.
Yep.
They went down 21-0 at home to Philadelphia. And that was, by the way, early second quarter. The route was on. This looked like it was going to be a 47-13 game. I looked it up just for the fun of it on FanDuel to see what I could get the Cowboys at when they were down 21-0. And they were like plus 17.5 when I was looking at it. You could get them catching about 18 points. They come back to win with 24 unanswered. Pickens catches a touchdown. Dak Prescott runs for another. Game winner from Brandon Aubrey at the horn. Dak throws for 354 and a pair. Pickens, who I couldn't have been more wrong about as a fit in that offense. So far, it's been the move of the offseason, maybe. 9 for 146 and a touchdown on a day where CeeDee Lamb was dropping more passes than, you know, Andre 3000 drops bars. It was crazy watching. It's like, CeeDee Lamb, do you want to help today? They're trying to come back.
Are you not into it? You got 11 targets, man.
The team in the white and the blue, right? Yeah, like,
come
what
on,
is
dude.
Going on here? He stunk up the joint, but he still ended up with 75 yards. That's like his worst. As bad as it gets for him is 4 for 75 with some drops. Like, that's how good that offense is. But the Eagles have flaws. We keep saying it. They are the most maddening, frustrating, great team that's ever been. Like, if you're an Eagles fan, you don't feel like your team's 8-3. Your players don't like each other. Even when you win, you win in ways where you go, how did we just win that game? When you almost win like this, you come away in the most infuriating game of the season. I don't know how Eagles fans kind of deal with it. And it's funny to say that because they're always so good and they're coming off of a Super Bowl.
Punt, 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 punt. Missed field goal, fumble, punt. That's your last seven drives.
Yeah.
Against one of the worst defenses the sport has.
You got to update your file, though. They've been way better the last couple
of
weeks.
I keep saying that. Dallas has been better, but still, come on, man. I mean, something? Anything that's not that?
The trade deadline happened, and they're a different defense right now.
Over the course of basically the middle of the second quarter on, Philadelphia got into scoring range once and missed a field goal. It was a deep one, I think, in the 50s. But that's horrendous. I mean, that offense, as you said, great start to the game, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. And then after that, precious little. They had no answers.
Rapid fire here for some Week 12 losers. We talked about the Colts. I thought they played pretty well, but you're up 11. You got a chance to basically ensure, as a playoff team in the AFC picture, that you don't have to worry about the Chiefs in the playoffs. And they come back to beat you.
Yep.
You're going to live to regret that, it feels like. The Eagles, what was that? loser for week 12. The Bucks are taking on water now, and Baker's hurt. Have you heard anything on that sling shoulder, whatever that situation is with Baker Mayfield?
No updates, no.
That's something to monitor.
It didn't look good, I'll tell you that. Like, he was nursing, he was holding it, and it wasn't even hit on the last play. That Hail Mary, we threw it as far as he could. It wasn't anywhere near as far as you normally associate with him. And he just kind of went down in a heap, and that was done.
Well, forget the injury. They've lost three in a row, 4 or 5 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina plays tonight. I don't think they beat San Francisco, but if they were to, they'd be a first-place team. And you had the Falcons that actually changed their offense completely yesterday, going under center, 12 and 13 personnel. I think they're cooked with their record. But Tampa Bay, if they don't have Baker Mayfield for an extended period of time, is not in the same position they were with him as an MVP candidate, obviously, cooking. The Vikings are in trouble, man. J.J. McCarthy looks awful. Washington plays them in a few weeks. Is he going to be playing? I know today we found out he's got a kind of a mystery concussion. They're not saying which play it happened on, but he told them about some symptoms after the game during travel yesterday. Now he is in question for this week. McCarthy's numbers are gross. There was a stat floating around the internet yesterday. I'm going to read this to you because this is like an all-time number here. So J.J. McCarthy ranks 851 out of 852 quarterbacks in EPA per dropback dating back to 2000, according to True Media. The only player worse, Jamarcus Russell, via Danny Heifetz of The Ringer and Spotify.
The guy that's used as a punchline. You know what I mean? The number one worst of all time, he's second worst since they've been tracking the stat. I mean, that's astounding. Now, again, it's still very early, and who knows what happens, but this has been my point here for a little bit. My hand is raised, and I'm asking questions. When you've got that setup, Kevin O'Connell, who has whispered sweet nothings into multiple quarterbacks' ears, and they have thrived under his tutelage, excellent receivers, we know that, that's bona fide. It shouldn't be this bad. Maybe the offensive line, you could quibble this, that, and the other. Totally fine, up to you. I don't care. It can't be this bad. You can't be the second worst since 2000 as a quarterback. You can be middle of the pack, not that.
Yeah, there's your winners and losers from Week 12. The Commanders were on the bye. Speaking of the Commanders, there is breaking news right now out of Ashburn via Adam Schefter. We'll send it to Toby to get you that, and then we're going to react as soon as we come back to this Jaden Daniels news on The Fan.
Adam Schefter tweeting just minutes ago that Jaden Daniels is going to return to practice this week, but it's considered unlikely that he's going to play Sunday night against the Broncos, looking to come back from the elbow injury. He's going to return to practice this week, unlikely to play Sunday night against the Broncos. Other injury news, they also opened up the 21-day practice window for wide receiver Noah Brown, but Jaden going to be back at practice this week, unlikely to play on Sunday night against the Broncos. I'm Toby Altizer with breaking news on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. So you're going to hear from Dan Quinn in 1 hour, but we now have a little less intrigue about what he's going to say about Jaden Daniels because the cat's out of the bag. Adam Schefter with the report. You just heard Toby break it down for you on the Fan. Thanks to him for the update. Schefter saying Daniels unlikely to play Sunday Night Football against the Broncos, but will return to practice. So I take that to mean, Danny, that if he's going to practice some throughout the week, ramping up, presumably he would be back next week against the Vikings. And that would mean you get 5 games of Jaden Daniels down the stretch. Minnesota, the Giants, by the way, both of those very winnable. The Vikings might be starting Max Brosmer, whoever that is. And the Giants, we don't know if Jackson Dart will be back or not. Jameis Winston the last couple of weeks, very, very competitive against the Giants, took the Lions to overtime. They needed a 59-yard field goal to get to OT against the Giants yesterday. So that's a tougher customer than they were in week one, but very winnable. Then you got Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to finish. But what a difference in terms of intrigue and just overall interest and import to the final 5 games of this season if we get to watch Jaden Daniels developing at quarterback.
Yeah, so, but to this weekend specifically, this was always a little bit strange to me. And I'm not ripping anybody or criticizing anybody, but that injury was so gruesome in real time that in my mind, he was done for the year. Of course, I'm not a doctor. I have no medical training of any kind. I'm just sore and tired every day. But it looked so horrible. And then the timeline was, well, maybe it's a handful of weeks, you know, 4 or 5, or, you know, again, there were some vagaries and no one's given me kind of a definitive. But this would have been, what, exactly 3 weeks since that injury? And that seemed really rapid to me, even with a bye week. I'm just talking about real time from the moment he was injured to the moment he might be coming back. So it sounds like they're doing what they did before, which I give them credit for, by the way. We are not in a rush, especially now that we're 3 in a million and not going anywhere this year. This is more about his development. So if there was this is a playoff game this weekend. Maybe he's in some sort of brace and we're going at it, but it's not. So he's not. They're going to take their time and we get hopefully the healthiest version. I'm into it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, is there another side to that conversation? I don't know that anybody was banking on him being back for Denver that quickly. I'll just speak for myself. Before Adam Schefter's report a few minutes ago, while all signs were pointing toward him returning imminently over the next few weeks at some point for a month or so of this season, you go back to the sideline report with the access that you get with these networks in the last game that they played against the Dolphins. It was, who's the host of the NFL show on NFL Network? Jamie Erdahl. Jamie Erdahl's on the sideline of that Madrid game saying, Jaden Daniels is at home running around and throwing passes right now, and the team's blown away by how fast he's recovering. Like, they're telling her and NFL Network in those meetings how much he's come along. They know they're going to pass that along to us. So they were kind of setting the table for a return. In all of the conversations we've been hearing, everything Dan Quinn has said or hasn't said at the podium would have led you to believe Daniels was eventually coming back. But I don't think Sunday Night Football against the Broncos out of the bye was ever a, you know, put it in pen. We'll see. Was kind of where they were at. The last time they talked about this was going into that Lions game, way back early in the week that it culminated with that November 9th game, like right around the 4th or the 5th. And they said, we'll talk to you again in 3 weeks. So if you could get 3 division games, 2 against Philly's vaunted defense, 1 against a improved Cowboys defense, And then you squeeze in the Giants and the Vikings, and it's five more games of sample to just get him back to feeling himself, playing at a high level, get this offense on track going into the offseason. It could be a really, really big deal for him going into year three, which is going to be a make-it-break-it year for Cliff Kingsbury and a lot of elements of this offense, I think.
Yeah, for the whole organization, because you've got two samples that cancel each other out at this point.
Right. Might have a 12-5 on one ledger and a 5-12 on the other, and we're going, will the real Washington Commanders please stand up?
You know, you went plus 100, you went minus 100 this year in every single way. And some of it your fault, others not. I mean, this was a Murphy's Law year. Anything bad that could have happened, 100% did to this Washington team. So that will be a nice bright spot. Again, I think you and I are disagreeing about this in general, but I consider this more garbage time in general because the games don't have any meaning. Right, where there's a reason we don't put a lot of import on a team's down by multiple touchdowns, the other team is just kind of backing off, waiting for the clock to expire, and a guy throws for an extra 100 yards in the fourth quarter of a game that's a blowout. To me, that's what all these games are. There's nothing on the line, and the sample I care way more about was when they all failed. So I put that aside in terms of the production. But the value of having him go through all of this when we're still in a learning phase, as great as last year was, and as good as some of the moments this year have been enough, that to me is what's exciting about it, is growth, development, not necessarily recapturing some magic that may or may not have ever existed or certainly did last year, but this is about kind of him going through, what are my lessons? Am I countering what they're doing to counter me? What is Kingsbury going to do? What's this? How's this offense going to look? I want to see the responses. That's what I care most about, less so the wins or anything prolific or negative.
Yeah, the wins and losses in a quarterback eval never mattered to me anyway, but certainly not in a lost 3-8 season. And this is obviously garbage time for the year. Are you going to make the playoffs?
Nope.
Then it's garbage time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what this is. As soon as you're mathematically eliminated, then it's literal garbage time. But we all kind of know at this moment where they're headed, and in this case, where they are not, which is that they are not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to run the table. And even if they did with their tiebreaker metrics at 9-8, they would have almost no chance to get in. So I think when I saw yesterday going into games, I don't know how much it changed, but they had like a 1.8% chance to make the playoffs at that point. That feels about right. 1 out of 100 times, if you simulate the rest of this season, and that maybe even feels a little aggressive, you might get into the postseason. I would say it'd probably be like 1 out of 500 times that you would get into the playoffs. But it doesn't change it. It can be garbage time, and also getting him back on the field is still really, really important. Getting him back so that he can mentally clear whatever hurdle there is after yet another injury is a significant thing to me. Getting him back so that you're not knocking off rust, missing games and practices and those things in September. At that point, your last game you will have played in is way back in early November. You missed basically, the final 2+ months of the regular season. Now, you're finishing on the field. It's like showing back up in class after you've been out for 2 weeks with that overwhelming feeling of all of the sheets that you're going to be given and all the documents you need and all the homework you got to catch up on. Either you're going to do it now and just get ahead of it on Friday before the weekend, or you got to think about it all weekend and you still got to do it on Monday. I want to get all that stuff over with so that he's just, forget rehabbing, forget any kind of getting back to full speed this offseason. You're just hit the ground sprinter, developer again. I'm trying to go from whatever I was this year to better, not trying to play catch up still because I'm in rehab mode.
I think it's a good way to put it.
Had he not have come back.
Yeah.
And that's the way I view this. On top of that, so much of this year with the offensive regression and Daniels, who's been solid but has not been at the level of last year, we have, correctly in my opinion, explained away as injuries, injuries, injuries. Look at his receivers. He doesn't have this guy. He doesn't have that guy. He should, against the Vikings and the Giants in his return games, if he comes back when we think he's going to, have Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel at wide receiver. He should have the full tight end room. He should have the full running back room, other than Austin Eckler. They should have their entire offensive line out there. So you're talking about now what is a very, very normal, mostly very healthy offense. So that won't be on the table as an explanation. Like, let's go out and play good football against the New York Giants and the Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles, the types of teams you're going to have to play next year in important games. Let's go out and play at a high level and drag some guys into the fight and elevate the dudes around us like we did last year. I think that's going to be what we want to see down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, for me, my focal point is what's going to be different? And in other words, I don't want to see the same things that led us to this year, that led us to this whole malfunctioning three steps back for every half step forward, kind of same procedural type stuff. I want to see I just want it to look different. I don't want him at risk all the time. I'd like him to make some huge adjustments. I want Kingsbury to make the adjustments. Again, the league that gets paid to stop you did, for the most part. And it is injury. Yes, that absolutely happened. You are worse without McLaurin, without Debo, without, or even a compromised Debo, without even options like Luke McCaffrey. When it's Chris Moore running the most important route on a 3rd-and-7, a slower-than-ever Zach Ertz running key routes for you, falling short of first down after first down, et cetera, false starting, and so on, you're not going to be as good an offense as you were last year with everything operable. There's also the study against you. The way that you're being defended changed. The way that they're limiting all the quarterback run stuff. And that was the reason for this is why we line up in these formations, is to emphasize the quarterback run. Well, that's been removed. They've shoved it, other teams. This isn't just one team. Every team that's played them seems has stuffed every single design quarterback keeper on read option and different looks. So what's the adjustment? What's going to be different? Can you keep him upright, safe, removed from all the danger? That's my primary focus.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. The breaking news to kick off our show in our first hour from Adam Schefter: Jaden Daniels is expected to be back at practice on Wednesday. Not expected to play against the Denver Broncos, but he's tuning up to return. I guess it's possible that Dan Quinn could suggest that he's coming back to practice, but that his status for games is still uncertain. And maybe they could do the thing that fans want them to do and just kind of redshirt him and not bring him back. That wouldn't make a lot of sense to me. But what we know from Schefter is that he's supposed to be back at practice this week, and that he's not expected to play on the current trajectory Sunday night against the Broncos. Your reaction to that news, 800-636-1067. Dan Quinn talks at 3:30 on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back, G&D on the Fan. The news of the day from Ashburn is that Jaden Daniels is going to be back at practice this week. Sounds like he's a long shot for the Denver Broncos game, but there are five games after that, starting with a roadie in Minnesota taking on the Vikings, which we will be at, by the way.
That's right. Your boys are on the road.
That is a Grant and Danny Kondori and Murad-sponsored road trip, so maybe we get to see the five car back on the track. Your reaction to Schefter breaking the news today. He'll be back at practice on Wednesday. Paul's in Centerville. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I've got so here's a thought, kind of a question, and a scenario I'll run by you. I get that Jaden Daniels, he's got to practice, he's got to play, shake the rust off, all of that. But this is a season where everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. So here's my scenario for you, right? Grant, you're Josh Harris. And Danny, you're Adam Peters. Do you expect Dan Quinn to run this decision by you? Do you expect to be consulted if Jaden Daniels plays again? And then let's say he does play again, last game of the season, and he gets injured. He gets the big injury, and he's out for a year. We can't act like not happening.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit, but I get what
it's
you're
a fair question,
here.
Yeah.
So let's start with your first question first, which I think is a really good one. And the answer is 1,000% you're consulting with Peters. I happen to believe Peters runs everything over there. I think he runs the show. This is his operation. And part of why you land on Dan Quinn is it's a guy that you're going to work very well with, but it's going to be the Adam Peters operation in a lot of ways, which I think is a good thing. I think he's very sharp. But yes, Adam Peters is going to be counseled. I don't know if he's going to make the call. I think the doctors are, but he'll be involved. As an owner, if he said, I'm Josh Harris, I want nothing to do with that decision. You tell me, Adam and Dan.
Yeah, I'd like to be in the loop. I want to be informed. I'd like to know what's going on, but not where I'm going to weigh in and make a decision.
I will not find out while watching a press conference whether or not my quarterback, who's the face of my franchise, is coming back or not. I'd like to be told, but this is not anything I'm weighing in on. But I think Peter specifically very much will have a say in whether they bring him back, and outside of the doctors has the biggest say, more so than even Dan Quinn. Now, his next question he was getting to, I just saw the call screener, was if he were to get hurt again after coming back, would Dan Quinn survive that? And my answer to that is absolutely.
I would say so. Because it's a collaborative plan if everybody's involved. Like, in other words, if Dan Quinn goes, bleep the torpedoes, I'm playing him, I don't care what you say, and he got hurt, that's a different story. But you this is all collaborative. Everyone decided, aware of the risk, yes, we're doing this.
But I also think it's a flawed question. I don't think there is a risk, per se. He's only going to be playing if he's 100% healthy. They're not bringing him back with his elbow at 78% in a sling on the field. You get what I'm saying? This idea where fans are saying, don't play him, he's hurt. Well, if he's still in pain or still not completely healthy or not completely rehabbed, they are not going to play him. The only way he plays is if he's completely recovered from the injury. So a third injury, whether that be a redislocation or something else, is unrelated, in my opinion. Because as soon as the doctors say there's no risk of more injury, you're not rushing him back, you're either just going to sit a guy who's healthy and he's going to be a DNP coach's decision, or you're going to play the healthy football player, the debate's over. There's not a whole lot to it. I'm not in the jackpot, as the umpire once said to Terry Collins.
Great pull, by the way.
Thank you very much. I just saw that video clip again today. But like, we're in the jackpot on this one, Terry. You just know it. Like, I'm not on a hot seat if he gets hurt, because we're all in this thing together and agreeing the healthy player is going to play football, Herm Edwards style. He's a football player.
What does he do?
What do football players do? They play football. Nate's in Maryland. What's up, Nate?
Hi, how are you? I'm all for Jaden coming back this year, but at the same time, like, I know there's obviously a chance that he gets hurt, but, like, obviously long-term injury is not what you want to think, but, like, what happens if you goes out there and he just doesn't play well? Not that it's something that would turn you away from him, but what if his performance isn't like what we expect at this point, kind of?
But I think that's valuable, too.
Then you know what he's got to work on.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't think that's going to happen, but let's just say that it does. Great. Awesome. In meaningless preseason-esque games, we find out that there's a couple of warts, there's some things that where there have been regressions. Excellent. Let's go to the drawing board all offseason long to fix those. That's a great thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's all a balance sheet, right? It's all trade-offs. And within a given game, let's say you're down quite literally by 40 points and there's 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Is that worth it anymore? The answer is no. okay? For a football player, for a quarterback, for a two guard, whatever, doesn't matter. It's not worth it. In a meaningless game that's coming up, there's still a balance sheet there. You and I have both deemed, of course it's worthwhile because of all the reasons we've stated, right? The development, the growth, the status report, where we're at, the adjustments, what are we seeing, what do we know? And part of that is information gathering. Yes, of course there's a risk. There's a risk anytime you do anything, especially in this violent, you know, 100% collision sport. But when you get to a certain point, the risk isn't worth it. We're nowhere near that in my mind.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Next, I want to talk to a draft expert whose work I like, who put out a mock that had the Commanders doing something really interesting in the top 10. We'll get to that next right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.